الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد جدا سؤمة الله سبحانه وتعالى لدبلتنا في the upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions altogether. Today, the 14th day of the month of Ramadan, which means by next week, inshaAllah, would have been in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Ramadan, the whole, is the month of Ibadah. And the most essential of all Ibadah in the month of Ramadan is the fasting that we are undergoing to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to see the end of this blessed month, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our acts of ibadat in it. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in a lot of ibadat. He would intensify his ibadat in the last 10 nights, the last 10 days of Ramadan. Our mother, Aisha, radiallahu anha, said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيرها. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would do a lot of ibadat, who intensifies in ibadat in the last 10 days of Ramadan in such a way that he will not do in the other days. This statement of our mother Aisha radiallahu anha and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows that the last 10 days of Ramadan are very important days. In another hadith, Aisha radiallahu anha says, إذا دخل العشر الأواخر من رمضان كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر من رمضان أحيا ليلة وأيقظ أهلا فشد المئزة. When it was the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would do nawafil at night, at least using the whole night or almost the whole night in nafila, between recitation of the Quran, observing the Taraweeh or the Tahajjud, the Qiyamul Layl, and some other things. But the most important thing is that Ahya Layla, most of his night will be in Ibadah. Wa Aykab Ahla, he would also wake up his family, that is his wife. He will wake them up for Ibadah, that is in the last day, night. Wa Shadda Al-Mizbar, and he will buckle up. Buckle up in such a way that he would not have interest in women. Because he had already woken up the women to also engage in Ibadah to the best of their ability. So he will not have time for the women. Rather, he will concentrate more on Ibadah. This tells us how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the last 10 days of Ramadan. As I said earlier, the whole of Ramadan is a month of Ibadah, different Ibadah. Fasting, Sadaqah, recitation of the Quran, and many other things that we can do in this month. Each one of us doing what is possible for him or us, what he has or she has the ability to do. But the most important thing is that it makes the Ramadan different from other months. Our mother, radiallahu anha, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في رمضان ولا في غيره على 11 ركعة. In Ramadan and outside Ramadan, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would not exceed 11 ركعة at night. He would not exceed 11 ركعة at night. In Ramadan and outside Ramadan. At times, he will praise the king, as it is established from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. But in the last 10 nights, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will lengthen his rak'ah more than the other ones. And with this, he will be able to stay up at night. As our mother radiallahu anhu says, إذا كان أو دخل العشر الأواخر أحيا ليله وأيقظ أهله. So Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم will spend hours in قيام الليل. Today most of us we spend 45 minutes or more than that. Some will spend 1.5 hours in their قيام الليل or in their Taraweeh. This is a welcome act. If we can do more than this in the last 10 nights, it's better. Though it may be difficult for a lot of people to lengthen their rak'ah the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will lengthen it. But alhamdulillah, this is something that is subjected to the capability of individuals. It is subjected to the capability of individuals. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this. There was a year that some of the companions they joined in. The first night, that was on the 24th. Of one of the Ramadan. So he didn't come out on the 24th. He came out on the 25th. They joined him again. He didn't come out on the 26th. 27th, he came out, they joined him again. So in one of these days, or this night, he concluded a salah at middle of the night. So one of the companions, a person of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, رضي الله عنه سنتي أصفات الإمام النسائي رحمه الله تعالى. يا رسول الله قلنا صلى الله لو نفصلنا بقية لغتنا why can't we complete the life in نافلة that is in this قيام that you are doing. Then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من قام مع الإمام حتى يصرفه كتب له قيام ليلة. Whoever observes this قيام this نافلة with the Imam until the Imam finishes, no matter the time the Imam finishes, as long as he stays with the Imam till the Imam finishes, كُتِبَ لَهُ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةٍ, it will be written for him as if he has observed the whole night. And that is why majority of the scholars are of the opinion that you praying the Taraweeh with the Imam in the masjid is better than you praying alone at home. Both are permissible. You can't force anybody to come and pray the Taraweeh. Because the Taraweeh itself is not compulsory. It's a prerogatory duty. But some scholars, and most of them, they are of the opinion that praying with the Imam is better based on this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب له قيام ليلة. Whoever prays with the Imam till the Imam finishes, it will be written for him as if he has observed Nafila throughout the night. And that is why over centuries the Muslims have been eager to have their Taraweeh observed behind the Imam. However, some scholars are of the opinion that no, the one that is more rewardable, that is better, is the one that is observed in your house. Why did they say that? In one of those nights that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed this prayer with the people, and the people were expecting him, he didn't come out. So when it was soup, he came out for soup prayer, he said to them, لَمْ يَقْفَ عَلَيَّ سَمِعُكُمْ, what you people are up to was not even from me. I knew that you were expecting me to come out. وَلَمْ يَمْنَعَنِي أَنْ أَخْرُجَ إِلَّا أَنِّي خَشِيتُ أَنْ تُفْرَضَ عَلَيْكُمْ, nothing prevented me from coming out except that I was afraid that if I should continue like this with you, in fact, might come to say it's compulsory to be observing it the way we are observing it. Then he made a statement. Some people you should pray in your houses. أفضل صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة. The best salah that somebody observes is the one that he observes in his house. إلا المكتوبة, except the compulsory salah. الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى having a different opinion from the other Imams, said this is an evidence that Salat al-Taraweeh is one of the Nawafil, not compulsory. So to observe it at home is better based on this hadith of Zayd bin Thabit رضي الله عنه. So alhamdulillah, we have different ways of getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you know that you prefer praying at home, mu'am. If you prefer praying behind the Imam, mu'am. Both are correct. And that was why Umar radiallahu anhu, when he saw the Sufu praying katabi in the mosque, that is this Taraweeh, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam observed the companions for some nights, not all the nights of Ramadan. So for people, they continued like that, but they were praying katabi in the mosque. This one will pray behind this Imam, another will pray behind another Imam, and the same time in the masjid. ثم رضي الله عنه said, لو جمعناه على قرن واحد it would be okay to appoint an imam for them leading them. So he appointed Ubay ibn Ka'ab to lead them. But Umar himself did not join them. He was the imam of the Muslims. But he didn't join them. He would prefer to be at night, in the last part of the night. One day he came out, he saw them praying. There was a kind of, you know, arrangement, perfect rules. So Umar رضي الله عنه said, this is good. One that is ينامون عنها أفضل. But the last part of the night is better. So Salah will say, which one should we take the people to? Should we ask the people that let's delay the Taraweeh that we are observing till the last part of the night? Or we should continue the way we are playing after Isha? Majority of the scholars said, let people continue the way they are praying. Because not everybody has the ability to wake up at night. And that's why you see, after Salatul Isha, the observed Nafila of Isha, Turaka, then you start the Taraweeh. It is not in line with the Sunnah to terminate the Taraweeh, to finish the Salatul Isha, and immediately you start watch Taraweeh. There is two rakah after Salatul Isha, Nafila. Mama, two rakah after Salatul Isha. So we observe that, then after that, Imam pass the Taraweeh. This is good. But if the Jama'ah in an environment says, okay, we want to delay it to the last part of the night, or middle of the night, in that environment, if the people, they all agree, because it's something that has to do with the people. The Imam has to flow with them in this area, in this regard. So if they decide that they want to do it that way, to the middle of the night or last part of the night, this is better. In line with what Umar رضي الله عنه said, and in line with the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that says that من خشي, whoever is afraid, Allah يقوم آخر الليل فليؤتي أولا. Whoever is afraid that he might not wake up at the last part of the night, فليؤتي أولا, he should observe his wizard at the beginning of the night. That he is after Salatul Isha, the way we do it. وَمَنْ تَمِعَ أَنْ يَقُومَ آخِرَ اللَّيْلِ. But whoever has the desire to rise at the last part of the night, فَلْيُوتِ الْآخِرَ, he should delay to the last part of the night. فَإِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَشْهُودًا. For the prayer of the last part of the night is witnessed by the angels. So this tells us that this last part, the last part of the night is better, based on the statement of the Prophet. However, it will be difficult for us to have large number of Muslims like that in the last part of the night. So there is provision for us to continue the way we are doing. Now, people are used to some things. That is having many imams leading the Salat Taraweeh. Not the Salat Taraweeh. This is not really the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You appoint one person to lead the whole 11 rakah. Unless they can get tired. And that person can replace him. So it is wrong. It is not in line with the Sunnah. You say somebody should pray for rakah, that person pray for rakah, or somebody should pray two rakah, that person pray. No. That was not what Umar left the people on. To make somebody to lead the whole salah. However, if you get tired, another person can continue from where he stops. But for us to make it a kind of program, so this one we lead this, we lead two rakah, we lead four rakah, so this is not in line with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will observe 11 rakah. He will lengthen this 11 rakah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. But not all of us can do that. And that is why majority of the scholars, in fact some claim there is unanimity on it, that you can observe more than 11 rak'ah, you can observe more than 13 rak'ah, you can observe 20 rak'ah for the Taraweeh, then maybe 3 rak'ah for the witr or a rak'ah for the witr. And that was the practice during the time of the Tabi'un in Mecca. Why in Medina during the time of Imam Malik, they will observe about 46 or so rak'ah. In order not to make things difficult for people, they try to reduce the length of each rak'ah. All this, there is no harm in them. Though the best is to observe 11 rak'ah, that would be great. But we should not wish that it must be 11 rak'ah. Why? Because the way the Messenger of Allah will lengthen is, most people cannot do that. 11 rak'ah, observing it for 6 hours, how many of us can bear that? So that's why we can maximize this night. You pray according to your ability. So this is something that is important. Another thing is that this last 10 nights are the nights that are what we know as Laylatul Qadr. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us about the importance of Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the importance of Laylatul Qadr. Allah says Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 moons. But it's 3 years, 4 months. The ibadah that you are opportune to do in that night alone is better, not equal. It is better than your ibadah done by another person for a period of 83 years. So that's why we struggle to get this night. Alhamdulillah, any Muslim that observes his 5 daily prayers, that engages in some ibadah, will witness that night. Because when we say night, a night starts from Maghrib. So if you are opportune to witness an Isha or Maghrib of a night, you have witnessed Laylatul Qadr. So it is good for you to increase your acts of ibadah. But what exactly is the night? Is it 21st? Is it 22nd, 23rd, 24th? Which night? There is no clear text that says it's so and so night. So Laylatul Qadr moves from one of the nights of the last 10 nights. And that is why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Fa'tan surah fi sab'i al-awakhir min Ramadan." In 1 year, he told them, look for Laylatul Qadr in the last 7 nights. In another, he said, "Fa'tan surah fi al-ashr al-awakhir min Ramadan." Look for it in the last 10 days of Ramadan. In one of the nights, it had happened on the 21st night. That is the very night that it started, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into i'tikaf. That very night was the night of Laylatul Qadr. So it can be on the 27th. It can be on the 29th. So that's why it is something that is important, that we try to maximize this night with a lot of ibadah. Nawafil, recitation of the Quran, sadaqah, and many other things. One of the things that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do in order to get Laylatul Qadr is what we call i'tikaf. I'tikaf. What is the meaning of i'tikaf? That is i'tizam. That is for you to stick to the masjid, not leaving the masjid except for something that is compulsory or very necessary. Like going to eat, defecate, urinate, take your bath. These are necessities that you make you use the masjid. You remain in the masjid throughout the last 10 nights, throughout the last 10 days of Ramadan. Doing what? Chanting? No. Rather, reading the Quran, observing the word, and so on and so forth. If there is a lecture going on in the mosque, can you listen? No, you can listen. But the main target is not to come for lecture. The main target is for you to increase the ibadat, azkar, recitation of the Quran. So you need your people, you come to watch, to speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That doesn't mean that one can rush out to people, but this is the limited. Let me know if Allah Quran did itikaf. And I thank his wife to come visit him. And when you are going out, you will see them off the beach. And enter, come back to the mosque. So he did itikaf for several years. In one of the years, one of the wives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended to do. She erected her own tent in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When another wife saw her, she also erected her own tent. Another one erected her own tent. So all the wives of the Messenger of Allah started erecting their tent. When the Messenger of Allah saw that, he said, "I'll give her to Ridna. Do you want piety or something else?" So he suspected that action of theirs to be something of jealousy. So he asked them to dismantle it. And Messenger of Allah himself did not do itikaf during that Ramadan. But he paid the part in the following month, Shawwal. But after the death of the Messenger of Allah, his wife, he did itikaf at times. Because then they were free. They were free, so they did itikaf. So itikaf is one of the ways of getting more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly searching for Laylatul Qadr, for those who want to do it. The itikaf as done by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what we have explained. And you do itikaf in another way, maybe a day off, or some days, or some hours. This is not the sunnah. But this one doesn't work. Because itikaf is that. It's for you to speak to something. Speaking to the masjid for a period of time, for the intention of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something that is permissible according to what most scholars have said. But the real itikaf as done by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is throughout the 10 days or the last 10 days of Ramadan. So this is important. Now, conclusively, I say some people erroneously, they think that Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th only. And that's why you see some people, they will repeat their Umrah on the 27th night of Ramadan. This, there is no evidence for it. What the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said is Umrah in Ramadan, ta'abil hajjah. A Umrah done in Ramadan is equal to Hajj. He didn't say Umrah done in the last 10 nights, or Umrah done on the night of Al-Qadr. He didn't say that. So that's why I see those who are learned, they look at some people when they see what they do and they start to smile, because ignorance makes things more difficult for people. But when you are enlightened, you know what to do at the right time. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to maximize the reward of the last 10 days of Ramadan, and may accept it from us as Akhwatullah. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم سبحانه وتعالى الصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إيتي أبارة وصمي دي بيسي قناني فتاكي قجمعوا قرمعوا تي قفالي شو رمضان bó tiẹ̀ jẹ́ pé gbogbo ọjọ́ Ramadan àti orú rẹ̀ ló pàtàkì nínú ẹ̀sìn ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá àtòrò mẹ́wàá tó parí ẹ̀yẹ wọ́n pàtàkì púpọ̀ níbi wípé ìyàwó Aisha ọlọ́ba ayélujára wọ́n ní ànábọ̀wá Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a máa ṣe gbìyànjú ní ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó parí oṣù Ramadan irú gbìyànjú tí ó fi ń ṣe nínú àwọn ọjọ́ tó kù a máa ṣe gbìyànjú nínú àwọn ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó parí oṣù Ramadan irú gbìyànjú tó ṣe pé kò kì í ṣe nínú àwọn ọjọ́ tó kù bákan náà ìyàwó Aisha radhiyallahu anha ó ní kò yé wa ó ní tí ọjọ́ mẹ́wàá tó parí oṣù Ramadan bá wọlé ànábọ̀wá Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam máa ń fi àwọn ooru yẹn ṣe ìjọsìn tó túmọ̀ sí pé èyí tó pọ̀ jù nínú ooru yẹn kò ní sùn yóò máa yan náfílà kó máa ka Kùránì kó máa ṣe àzkár tó tó pọ̀ jù nínú ó túmọ̀ wá ń jí àwọn aráalé rẹ̀ láti jọ ìyẹn káwọn náà lè ṣe bó bá ṣe rọrùn fáwọn yóò ṣe títí ẹ̀ àwọn náà yóò jí wọn ìtàwọn náà bá lè ṣe kàlùkù ó ṣe ní dèdè tí agbára rẹ̀ bá dé then yóò múra jí ọ̀rọ̀ àgbógbè ní láṣepọ̀ yóò avoid ẹ̀ ní báyìí bó tẹ̀lé gbogbo kì í ṣe èèwọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ìṣesí ànábọ̀wá Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìyàwó Aisha ṣe sọ nílé sọ́dọ̀ fi jọ wípé ó pàtàkì ìtawà náà bá lè ṣe ìkáṣe a rí wípé láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ kò láti ń ṣe náfílà pa àmà sí tara orí nígbò ní àwọn olùmí àlò 45 minutes àwọn olùmí àlò 1 hour 30 minutes 20 minutes bó bá ṣe rọrùn sáwọn ìrìn sí àti bá bá ṣe wo àwọn jẹ̀mọ́ àwa fún torí ẹ pàtàkì púpọ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àwọn míì wọ́n prefer káwọn da kí fúnra wọn méjèèjì náà ló lẹ́yìn látọ̀dọ̀ ànábọ̀wá Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam méjèèjì náà ni ó lọ́rọ̀ látọ̀dọ̀ àwọn àfẹ́ẹ̀sì alimamu shafi'i fọ́nà ọba kó bá wa kẹwọn àwọn prefer kéèyàn da kí ó lè wá dá kí pẹ̀lú àwọn fámílì ẹ̀ lé o ilé ìdálẹ̀ ní wọ́n fi jọ umaru rọ́jì aláwà ní umaru náà ó gbọ́ ọyé látọ̀dọ̀ ànábọ̀wá Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam torí pé ànábì kírun fún àwọn èèyàn ó ń kírun òun kọ́ ló pé àwọn èèyàn wá jọ ìyẹn ṣùgbọ́n àwọn èèyàn wá jọ ìyẹn fún bí òru bíi mẹ́ta ìkánú àwọn òru tó là wọ́n láàrin anẹ́bí ò jáde àwọn sàábé kọ̀ọ̀kan ni àwọn amúbi ẹ̀wọ̀rọ̀ òkúta wọ́n ń sọ ọmọdé fánàbí wà láti lè fi kọ́ọ̀lù àtẹ́ńṣà ànábọ̀wá Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam anẹ́bí sallallahu alaihi wasallam wá sọ fún wọn pé ilé ń ṣe ìgbà tí wọ́n pàdé wọn láṣùgbà wọ́n ní gbogbo ilé ń ṣe ṣùgbọ́n kò sí ní tí òde jáde wá òní pé ẹ̀rù ń pa mí kó má di pé tí n bá tún kí fún yín tí n bá tún kí fún yín yóò di wípé ariwo padà wá wá tí yóò ní ọ̀ràn ẹ̀yìn tó ní ẹ̀rọ máa kírun lé yín ìrúkẹ́ kí lé yín òun ló fi ní láàdá jùlọ eléyìí ìmáàmù ṣááfì yìí dìbò eléyìí ní umaru dìbò àtàwọn afá mi ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀gọ̀rọ̀ àwọn afá wọ́n dúró di lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ tí wọ́n ń kí ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n bọ̀rù gbogbo òfin jọ ẹ̀mí wọn ṣùgbọ́n ìtàwọn èèyàn ó fi máa kí tó ẹgbẹ́ ìmáàmù oríṣiríṣi ni ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ mọ́ṣáláṣí kan náà lásìkò kan náà ó mọ́ lómi ẹ̀sọ́ ìbílẹ̀ ẹgbẹ́ ìrìnà kan fún yín kó máa léèjì ẹnìyàn ló ń léèjì òun yóò lè léèjì wọn tí ó parí ẹ̀ tó ló jẹ́ pé ètò bá súnmọ̀ mu òní pé èèyàn kan náà ni ó léèjì ìrùn èèyàn kan ni ó léèjì tàràwé náà bá wàá fọ àgùn kó jẹ́ wákàtí méjì o wákàtí mẹ́ta o èèyàn kan ni ó léèjì tó wá rẹ̀ ẹ́ tí ò lè kọ̀ntínú ẹlòmíín lè gbaṣẹ́ fún tọ́lú jẹ́ pé ìṣe táwọn èèyàn máa ń ṣe láwọn mọ́ṣáláṣí ní tó ṣe wípé wọ́n ní òkè ìwọ òkè rákà méjì eléyìí ní ọlọ́tún ẹ̀mú láti kọ́ ánì gara òun ní òkè rákà méjì eléyìí ní òkè rákà mẹ́rin eléyìí tí ó ṣe é ó sì ń sún ní ànábọ̀wá Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. so kí la fẹ́ lò pé eléyìí ní a lè transfer rẹ̀ sí láti night a tún lè fi àsìkò kún tí ó bá jẹ́ nǹkan tó rọ̀ wá lọ́nà eléyìí ní ó jẹ́ nǹkan tó dá àwọn apá mi rẹ̀ ti dájú ta sọ fún ọ́ prefer káwọn dá kí bí wọ́n fi ṣe máa ń dá tiẹ̀ sí ilé tí ó kì í jẹ́ ìmọ̀ òun lólórí òun náà ní mọ́mú wákàtí mẹ́rẹ̀ ẹ̀rọ tí wọ́n bá ti kí ní ṣáìsàn òun ó wọlé lọ àwọn àmì ó ṣe kí kò báyìí ó ní ìdí àwọn tó fẹ́ kí sára rí wọ́n mọ́ bí máa dìlé ti ti ẹ̀dẹ̀ parí òru torí ọ̀rọ̀ tí ànábọ̀ muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam tó sọ wípé ẹni tó bá ń bẹ̀rù fóun lè má jì í ní parí òru kó tètè kí wíkìrí rẹ̀ kó tó sùn ṣùgbọ́n ni tí ó bá jẹ́ pé ọkàn rẹ̀ balẹ̀ àbí tó tàn máa wípé òun ó jì í ní parí òru kó kí òun ní ìparí òru yẹn òun ló fi dáa jùlọ torí pé ìrìnà ìparí òru àwọn mọ̀láíkà máa ń jẹ́rìí sí ọmọ ń wítẹ́ẹ̀sì ẹ̀ nígbà tẹ́ ẹ bá kì í ṣe eléyìí ó fi dá ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo orí tábà wà wà láyé tá ń ṣe ìrọ̀rùn ní gbogbo ẹ bá dé ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú individual ó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú àwọn jamaa ní saudi ó lábàbá ìgbàlagbà kan kò kí ń jọ ènìyàn tábà ń kì í kò kí ń jọ ènìyàn ní mọ́ṣáláṣí tí òun wà ó máa ń fẹ́ kó ń dá kí torí gbogbo yìí bẹ iye awa fún yòyẹn kéré sí tó ń fẹ́ lómi so yóò kí ní iye awa tó fẹ́ tó tẹ́lẹ̀ kí ṣùgbọ́n wà fífún àbá yìí dàgbà tí ò lè kí wọ́ awa tó kí náà yẹn yóò wá jọ ènìyàn èyí táwọn ń kí tó ṣe tọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn ilé kí irú ẹ̀ lónìí àbádámù ni tàbá wọn ló ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wá jọ ènìyàn wọn nígbà so ìkẹrìntẹ ọrọrùn ni bákan náà lára nǹkan tí ànábọ̀ wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ti máa ń ṣe òní kó máa ń ṣe ìtìkáfù láti lè fi wá òrùlé láti ìkọdìrì ni òrùlé láti ìkọdìrì bá àwọn òru wo ló jẹ́ pàtó ṣùgbọ́n tó sáté yìí pé ìkan tó àwọn òru mẹ́wàá gbẹ̀yìn rẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ọjọ́ wo òru wo gángan àlè sọ ṣànábì a máa ṣe ìtìkáfù láti lè fi wá so eléyìí ìkan tó dáa tá a bá lè ṣe fẹ́ni tó bá rí tóhun ráyè rẹ̀ bó fi tó ráyè rẹ̀ sí pé bó ṣe gbogbo yẹn ló ráyè rẹ̀ ẹlòmíì nísìnyí àwọn responsibilities ń bẹ lórí rẹ̀ ni bóyá ẹ̀bùwáyé mi níbi kan ló ṣe pé iṣẹ́ ń bẹ lọ́rùn ẹ̀ tí ẹ kó ṣe fáwọn èèyàn ṣé kó gbé àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn tó ń bẹ lórí rẹ̀ kó gbé sílẹ̀ tó lè fẹ́ ṣe náà fi la ẹ̀sùn ẹ̀ńkọ́lẹ́jì irú nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ so ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tó bá ráyè rẹ̀ ní nǹkan tó dáa ni àmọ́ mi sọ láti wá ṣe àwọn ìyàwó rẹ̀ lẹ́yìn ẹ ṣe ọ̀gbọ́n ara wọn sáré náà ṣe so eléyìí nǹkan tó dáa ni tá a bá lè ṣe ìtòlẹ́ tẹ̀lé ni pé kò sí mọ́ṣáláṣí tá a ti lè ṣe tó bá jẹ́ pé mọ́ṣáláṣí jamaa ni bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́ ni kó jẹ́ mọ́ṣáláṣí kaaba àbí titi madina àbí titi jerusalem kò sí mọ́ṣáláṣí tá a ti lè ṣe mọ́ṣáláṣí juma a lè ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ ìtòlẹ́ mọ́ṣáláṣí juma a lè ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ àákà máa jáde fún nǹkan tó bá jẹ́ nǹkan ọ̀ra yẹn ẹni tó ṣe mọ́ṣáláṣí jamaa lásán yóò jáde láti lọ fi hàn juma ẹni tó ṣe mọ́ṣáláṣí juma ògbé ó fẹ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹ̀ ó fẹ́ ṣe ìgbọ̀nsẹ̀ ó fẹ́ jẹ́ tí ó bá rẹ̀ ní tí ó gbọ́n lọ́wọ́ fún gbogbo àwọn kan lè gbé jáde bani mi sọ láàbà ń ṣe ṣe ìtìkáàfù ti ẹ̀ ní ṣùgbọ́n ìtìkáàfù táwọn míì máa ń ṣe tó ṣe wípé wọ́n á wò pé òkè àwọn ọmọ lọ́bi iṣẹ́ àwọn ọmọ dé eléyìí òkun tó kò bá ìlànà tánà dìde kalẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n àlè sọ wípé ó rán jù torí pé pẹ́ńpẹ́ yìí ìtìkáàfù òun náà ni kéèyàn bí máa mọ́ṣáláṣí kó dún ní mọ́ṣáláṣí kó máa ṣe ìbádàgbẹ́ kó ń ka kùránì ó yẹn náà bí la ó ń ṣe àdúgbò so ní nǹkan tó dáa ni bó ṣe ọjọ́ kan lólo bó ṣe ọjọ́ méjì ni bó ṣe dájú ọjọ́ ni iṣẹ́ olóore ni ṣùgbọ́n èyí ti ká bánà bí ṣe ṣe òun ni èyí ti àṣìdálà yẹn ni so abẹ́lẹ́ wọn bá subhanahu wa ta'ala ìta sọ fún ayé náà kọ́ ló bá kúlé kúrò fún ìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa subhanahu wa ta'ala ìta sọ fún ayé náà kọ́ ló bá kúlé kúrò fún ìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa subhanahu wa ta'ala ìta sọ fún ayé náà kọ́ ló bá kúlé kúrò fún ìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa subhanahu wa ta'ala ìta sọ fún ayé náà kọ́ ló bá kúlé kúrò fún ìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa subhanahu wa ta'ala ìta sọ fún ayé náà kọ́ ló bá kúlé kúrò fún ìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa subhanahu wa ta'ala ìta sọ fún ayé náà kọ́ ló bá kúlé kúrò fún ìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa subhanahu wa ta'ala ìta sọ fún ayé náà kọ́ ló bá kúlé kúrò fún ìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa subhanahu wa ta'ala ìta sọ fún ayé ná